Sobertober's over. Let's get into Can't Remember November.
Ooh.
This is the perfect pour.
Wow, Nick had to do that with Louis. Louis buzzing his tower.
It's a good thing I'm unprofessional.
He's ready for Can't Remember November.
Welcome to November and the Perfect Four. It's a beer geek show. It's a show about things interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
Can we have our Black Friday special yet?
I hope your Halloween sucked.
Wow. Positive vibes here from the Perfect Four.
I'm Matt, by the way.
Oh, that was Matt. And
I'm the Nick.
I'm Mikey, and we're gonna next couple hours or so. Who knows what the time? Podcasts, you can just do whatever you feel like. 5 minutes or 5 hours. And we're gonna be talking about beer releases to look out for. We're gonna be hearing from people across the country, beer geeks across the country, what they're something interesting that they're up to in the beer world, and some beers we were drinking in the past week, some beer culture news. All this is going to be, and it's going to be fun.
How do we fit it all in?
Yeah, who knows? I don't know. What? We'll figure it out. We're going to, of course, going to be drinking beers. We already had a Modern Times Spaceways, the most overrated beer this year so far.
Did you ever think you'd find yourself saying Modern Times and overrated in the
same second? Of course, because I'm an asshole beer geek. Of course, I would eventually turn on Modern Times. To the trained ear, you would know that was a crowler, as labored as an opening as it was. It's got to be a crowler.
It was extra thick.
Can't do it. I did a post on MikeyTopPour.com about crowlers and how to pour from them properly. So if you want to check that out, it's up there.
Oops.
So going around the table from left to right of the podcast now, Silva Brewing.
Chuck, is this a lager?
The Chuck Silva,
yes,
from Green Flash, now has his own brewery in Paso Robles, California, same town that Firestone Walker is in. It's called Silva Brewing. It's just a little sliver.
A little sliver of a building. 1,500 barrels a year, I think his capacity is.
1,500.
A barrel a square foot.
This one is called a Luscious IPA. It is a 6.0. And is only a couple days. Crowler has been sitting in the crowler only a few days.
This aroma reminds me of a machine shop.
So this is a West Coast haze. It's a hazy IPA series, citrus forward notes with grapefruit zest components of mosaic hop balanced by luscious oats and flaked wheat. Mm. So your oats and your flaked wheat are things that do not settle out. That's contributing to your haze and it just being not
filtered.
It's
not a juicy haze or not a... No. Thick haze. It's just a filtered haze.
For a brewer that's known to do, well, I mean, I don't know exactly what he did at Green Flash, obviously, but for a brewer that's known to make kind of what I consider old world IPAs, just think like Arrogant Bastard, where it's just real bitter forward and just like lemony, and it just kind of sits there.
And West Coast IPA.
This is a little bit different of a take. In his 2 years being open, I think this is the first kind of IPA we've seen like this.
I'll make a hazy beer.
This is as hazy as it gets. This is as far as he can go.
So he has two employees, and they're like everything people. It's like they're brewing, they're tap room, they're cleanup, they're cellarmans, they're everything. So
Copy makers.
They might make coffee.
Making copies. Hey, look at Chuck Silva making the copies. Silvanator.
So they had some influence on him. Who knows?
It's a really good beer.
But this is what it's I like, wanted it to be.
This is more like what a West Coast IPA is like now, rather than a hazy beer.
So I had one of my New Belgium glasses, which they ended up being, I think they're like 18 flush on the globes, and it's a 16-ounce globe, basically. So I filled it up once to the top, and I went to fill it up the second time, and it had about almost two fingertips. And I was like, oh, it's that's it. But I want more.
But that's all.
The one time where a crowler felt too small.
What? 40-ounce crowlers.
Right? What's next? Can I get a 64-ounce crowler?
You could. Would they fill a growler? Here's the dilemma of a. You could have gotten a growler, large ass growler
that you use one time.
Yeah,
I'd rather.
Don't you have it in your car? You gotta always have one growler in your car.
I usually have a 32 in my car. I don't usually carry a 64. And my opinion, I'd rather take a new unused paint can in there and just have them fill that.
1 gallon,
please. Has this been sanitized? Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just make sure you give me the key back when you're done opening the lid.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to have the key to open up the growlers. Can't have any 13-year-olds trying to get some spray cans. I think it's a great beer. If you would have said, it wouldn't have said anything about it being unfiltered or hazy. I wouldn't have said, this is unfiltered or hazy. I would have just thought, oh, it's a good IPA.
I don't think that was directed towards us. I think that was directed towards people that would normally not would have stopped there. They would have just been like, does he make any hazies? You know, it says right here, this one's hazy. Like, okay, let's go ahead and stop there.
Oh, we can stop.
Yeah. We can stop there.
They were checking on tap check-ins.
The haze like, bros.
Somebody just.
That's your reason.
Bro. They're over at Firestone like, bro, there's not enough haze here. Yeah, no, man. Where else are we going to go? Oh, look, there's a Silva brewing. What's that? I don't know, bro. Check the list. Oh, there's one haze, bro. Let's go. It's yeah. Woo! Woo! You see him high-five and leaving Firestone. Woo!
You got some haze, bro! Woo! As they jump in the back of their... either a Bronco or a Blazer with the rear roof removed. And they like swing, oh, yeah. They swing it's, in it's on like the
a,
roll bar.
It's like yeah. a 92 Bronco, but it's been modified to fit their lifestyle.
Yeah.
Are you saying it's extreme?
Mm-hmm.
Woo!
I could roll this, bro. Wouldn't matter.
Wouldn't matter.
I could roll it.
My bros just push it back over.
Oh, yeah. You take that four-wheel driving a lot. Not lately.
Can't get it dirty.
Yeah, not lately, but, you know, I went through a field the other day. It's pretty cool.
I have a dirt driveway.
Yeah, my daddy's got a dirt driveway, and like, it gets pretty crazy when it's raining. So, you know, it's a good thing I got it. Hazies, bro! All right.
The life of the haze.
San Dimas football rules!
As the haze turns...
Just watched Bill and Ted's excellent adventure last night, so I'm all...
You know the sports guys.
So you're ready?
So give a poor speech, but yell the name of your football team.
If you got nowhere else to go, you go, San Dimas football rules!
Oh, A+. C, maybe a B. Oh, no, never mind, A+.
Yep. School spirit, A+.
So... What you guys got in the culture?
There we go. Now I feel
sometimes better. It takes me it's almost a tangent. Me trying to find the tangent button.
Do you need a tangent,
Matt? Some culture.
So, Brewers Association is looking to it proposes a new craft beer definition. Intends to. Form a political action committee. But basically, they have three descriptors that identify a brewery as being independent or small or craft or whatever you want to call it. And must be less than 6 million barrels is the first one. Independent, which means it's owned... Less than 25% owned by a non-craft brewer, and traditional. A majority of its total volume must be derived from traditional or innovative brewing ingredients, which primarily just means you brew beer. Not as in you brew ciders, you brew hard sodas, you brew, you know.
It's no Mr. Beer Kits.
No Mr. Beer Kits.
But I brew. That's you brew.
I brew. It's less than...
You brew.
Less than 6 million barrels.
Like quite a bit less.
Quite a bit less.
So I don't know how you guys feel about that. If they were to remove the name or... if they modified that definition, it would then mean that they would consider all beverages that a brewery does as far as their barrels per year. So say if somebody makes hard sodas and they make teas and stuff like that, that gets lumped into it.
And that could cause some brewers to go above the Mason-Dixon line.
Mm-hmm. So one of them that's on that line happens to be Boston Beer. Oh.
That would be the number one pick since they moved the line so they could still be craft beer.
Yeah, so they have Angry Orchard, Twisted Tea, Truly Spiked, and Sparkling product lines that make up 2 million barrels a year. Or no, sorry. They made 2 million barrels of beer. Mm-hmm. But it's so like if that was lumped in, it could wedge somebody like
Travelers too. Is Travelers there?
I think they might have Travelers.
They got a lot, man.
So that's kind of the thing that they're highlighting is somebody's trying to, you know, Sheep and Wolf's Clothing, they're trying to hide as like, oh, look, we're an independent brewery, but we make a lot more money on all these other hard beverages. Is that cheating?
Oh, gosh.
I say beer only. Question.
You say that they should be judging by beer only.
Mm-hmm.
So you're fine with whatever brewery making whatever alcoholic stuff as, say, their main profit. So they can maintain their independent brewery title.
Mm-hmm. Because what are the chances of the cider portion of it or the tea portion of it becoming buyout? You know, if they're invested in making independent beer, they're probably going to follow suit for all their brands. So why would they risk losing the beer title? I know they want to make more money. That's why they've branched out beyond beer, but what's the why? Why does it matter? Why do we care about the other stuff? Is what I'm asking. And will the other stuff influence the beer they're doing? Say they do sell out the tea becomes Lipton.
Now Lipton's all in there going,
it's big tea now.
You could make a lot more money if you just, you know.
Is Lipton going to get their fingers into the beer side? Are they going to care?
Oh, sorry. This is tough. I'm not sure. I'm on the fence on this.
I kind of do believe AB InBev would buy out the tea thing to get their fingers in the beer. Mm-hmm. They would probably be that.
That would be like opening the door. It was like
what
happened with Heineken and Lagunitas. Like Heineken's like, oh, we'll just buy some of it. Oh, that's cool. And then a year later, yeah, we're buying all of it. We'll take all of you now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, yeah. Yeah, because I would think only Boston Beer Company might be the only one that would get affected by that.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't – that was just the one that highlighted in the article. But I think that's kind of on everybody's radar because the Boston Beer Company's pushed the limit and kind of increased the limits before.
Right.
So they can stay under that umbrella. But, yeah, I mean, I guess there's a lot of – there could be a lot of companies that fall under that because, I mean, there's other companies that make spirits. You know, and there's other companies that make, you know, at least the more commonly you see ales and spirits than you do.
I'm going to say go with Nick right now. I'm going to say beer only. But my mind is open to change on this. But right now.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, I'm going to say beer.
Well, it's the first time we've seen
should
it.
Should be judged. So
we got to wait to see how
it plays out. I think it should be judged by beer only.
But why? Yeah.
Am I going to have to knock you out, Louis? Jesus.
And then, he's rammy tonight.
Constellation Brands, another article, is looking to sell some of its low-end U.S. wine brands, such as Mark West. I don't know. I've never heard of that.
Low-end wine. Low-end wine.
Close Du Bois. I've never heard of that.
I've heard of that one.
Okay.
Close Du Bois.
Arbor Mist.
Yeah, sure.
And Cooks.
Oh, ooh, Cooks.
They're looking to sell that portfolio for as much as
New Year's is coming up. I'm going to get that Cooks.
$3 billion. $3 billion.
Wow.
Is that all?
They got to pay for that ballast point somehow.
So selling off some of those brands would give Constellation Brands an opportunity to either continue investing in high-end brands or pay down debt.
Pay down that ballast debt.
Don't mistake the fact that we believe strongly in the wine business.
Sculpin debt.
He said that's a high margin business. Debt. That one that's good with growth compared to most CPG areas. So cost per gallon areas. But yeah, so I mean if you're in the market and you got $3 billion laying around and in your Ford Bronco and you want to buy some low end
wine
companies.
Yeah. Man,
there you go.
Always wanted to be an investor, but it's not hazy. I don't care, man.
Hazy Investments LLC.
Get some of that rad Ballast Point haze, bro.
I still see
that. Hazy Watermelon IPA from Sculpin, bro.
I still see ads for that Spruce Tip Sculpin.
Haze Dorado. Feed.
If there's any trend in beer, ingredient trend in beer, you know there's going to be a Sculpin version of it.
Is there a hazy Sculpin?
I'm sure there's everything Sculpin.
Everything Sculpin. I can't believe we've gone this far without seeing a Ballast Point haze.
Don't look at them anymore.
Oh no, I know. But how could you not?
You're right. No, I know. I'm
saying. Not just.
Sir, there is unfiltered Sculpin.
See?
Boom.
They're like Chuck's over there. Like, oh yeah, it's totally hazy.
It's hazy. Let's just take some of the batch that we forgot to filter and just now it's hazy.
Ron's taking off early Friday. I just don't filter it.
Oh, okay.
Filtering specialist.
Yeah, bro. Ballast Point's finally got a hazy. Sculpin. Woo.
So what do you do at the brewery? I'm the filtering specialist.
I monitor the beer, make sure it doesn't get filtered. Oh, well, that's an important job. It is. Actually, it is. More stuff, man?
That's that. Those right, are the no. things I got to talk about.
Nick.
Oh, boy.
Duke.
Get ready to have your socks knocked off.
Oh, man. Hold on to your socks. Yeah. Here it comes.
We're going old school.
I got my good socks on today.
You have one of those. So, you have some straps on them.
You're really going to have to try.
Yeah. Oh, don't worry.
Louis. Louis's ready.
That was called sarcasm.
Hmm.
Renegade Brewing. Ever heard of it?
Seems like I have, but...
Heard the name.
Where are they?
I really like the song Renegade.
What?
Where are they?
Golden Earring?
Where is this Renegade? Show yourselves, Renegade!
Oh, no. Oops, I shipped my bid. They are Denver, Colorado.
Oh,
okay. So our Colorado reps may have been there.
Yeah, totally heard of them.
They probably said something we drank and they're like, you idiots.
You drank it
already.
But they're not in Denver, Louis. Right? That's far away from them.
Fucking shit, dude.
Louis is on a mission tonight.
The crackers are not even phasing them. There are some breath mints out there. Maybe I like those.
Okay, so they want to do a golden ticket game.
Mm. Simpsons did it.
Willy Wonka
style. Willy Wonka style. So if you find the sticker on the bottom of the six pack of cans, you get a case of beer every month for a year.
Ooh. I could use that.
Yeah? Some rations?
Could I find it and they'll ship it to me? Do I have to be local?
Mm.
Oh, didn't say that. That's, yeah.
I'm sure they'll make you come pick up your case.
Oh, yeah.
It's ready for you.
Oh, man. That was like when Dorktown used to get beer from Tagaskoya.
Oh, yeah.
Then I had to go down to the big warehouse thingy place.
Explain it every time.
Yeah. Like, so I'm a podcast. Uh-huh. And the Tioga, they gave me some beer. Oh, really? Yeah. Let me check with five different people and I'll get back to you.
Who'd you talk to?
Who was that that said that?
This guy Mike.
Oh, we fired Mike yesterday.
Damn it. He said we're going to get beer.
We don't have any beer.
We don't have any beer here.
looks around. Nope.
No beer here.
But could you look in the back, maybe?
That's a forklift with some beer on it right there.
What's that?
Oh, that's not beer.
Soda.
Something else. Get out of here, kid. Haze bro. Get out of here,
Haze bro. I can tell you're a Haze bro from long ago.
Oh, man, come on, bro. I can see that beer right there.
Your time has not come. One day, you will. Wait,
were we talking about it, or are we not talking about anything? What's happening?
But the haze is not
somebody
ready for
tangenting. Tangented so hard, I don't know what's going on.
That was Guitar Center John's first job, was brew warehouse guys.
It's not, we've been messing that up. John and other John are the employees. Is the Guitar Center manager.
Oh, okay.
We don't know his name.
We don't know the manager.
He's just the manager. And then there's John and other John.
Damn it. How did we mess that up?
That just don't understand that they work at a Guitar Center and they don't work at other places. They don't know. If a customer asks them any question, they have no idea how to answer it themselves.
When you explain it, it's less funny.
Well, I'm just trying to reset it in case, you know, that bit comes up again.
Oh, okay. Good to know. Uh-huh. The more you know.
Do, 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 do.
So anyways, if you enjoy coffee and pancakes, maple porters from Renegade.
You had me until you said porters.
That's where you will find said golden.
Oh, there it is. Oh, you might want that.
I might want that.
You might try that.
I could want that.
Well, maybe, hopefully our Colorado reps will get that, and then they can send us some of their monthly case.
Good Lord.
This dog. Louie is insane. I can't put him away either.
Do you have bacon in your pocket?
I just have to eat it.
This might be my bacon sweater, now that you mention it.
Louie! He doesn't give you anything. Why don't you bother me?
Jeez. I bother you all the time. I'm fine because he's not bugging me.
I'm fine. Bacon. Note to self, don't wear a bacon sweater on podcast.
Stop wearing your bacon sweater to the show.
If I had to be anywhere on Halloween, I think it would be at Phantom Carriage's Halloween.
Oh, I'll bet they go all out for Halloween.
Costume party, 80s horror movies, day drinking.
Sounds like a typical Sunday to me.
It is now on the Sunday. Halloween was on a Wednesday, sir.
Sir? I get that.
Sir? Yes. So if you party like that on Wednesdays, then yes, I'm in.
They should just make it the last Sunday of every October. Just
go ahead and shift the...
Yeah, so screw the 31st thing. It's pretty annoying. You have a kid and it's the middle of the week and it's a school night and you're having to fit in the whole Halloween stuff and you're working all that. It's a whole thing.
It's a thing.
Just move it to an easier day. So good. We're going to Phantom Carriage.
That's my, it's on the bucket list now, but Halloween at Phantom Carriage.
When they gotta be Phantom Carriage, aren't they like in the Inglewoodish area?
Carson,
yeah, close by. Yeah. That's where they got the blimp, the Goodyear blimp.
The blimpa.
So that's not going to be too far from.
I knew you were going to go there.
Fire Dog Brewing.
Oh, really?
Did you know that? Is that where you knew I was going to go? Fire Dog Brewing is going to be close by. Phantom Carriage. Just saying.
Phantom Carriage. Carriage.
Just saying, bro.
Do you have the Sam Adams thing in your notes, Mikey?
I don't.
Okay.
There's more Sam Adams news?
More Sam Adams news.
Well, I was
this is the perfect bore. Your exclusive.
Exclusive.
Sam Adams.
Sam news. Adams report.
They should have a podcast, actually.
No, it's they not, messed that up.
It's too. Not a joke. Oh, yeah. They messed it up.
They'd like, oops, we made a TV show. And
it's like
Seinfeld for craft
more
beer.
More large corporations should have podcasts if they knew how to do them.
That's too much work.
Proper.
Wait, you don't make any money off a podcast?
Yeah, with all of our experience.
We'll hook you up.
Insert our number of years that we've been podcasting here.
Six.
And
six.
Ooh.
And
speaking of anniversaries, Untappd tells you when you started Untappd.
Oh.
I started October 15th, 2012.
Oh.
It's my 5-year.
Oh, happy anniversary. Happy late anniversary. Did you get a badge?
No. Probably because I forgot to check in that
That's
day.
That's BS.
Where do you go to find that?
it's hidden.
Give us an Untappd.
What was the date you joined?
I'm stuck between screens right now.
I found it.
This is not good.
Found it.
I seriously have two. Look it. I have two Untappd screens going. Do you guys have that?
Oh, my gosh.
Ooh, picture what in picture.
Does cool. yours do that?
Nick has a weird thing I can't really describe. There's like a side screen going on and it's Untappd.
I don't know how that's happening.
Oh, that would be sweet though.
Side screen.
I could be doing my thing on one side and then the other side's like the action going on all my friends.
Your own ticker bar at the bottom.
Tick 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 tick.
You can see like live updates.
Yeah. Ooh, look.
Oh, Chew
Your Beer just had another McLeod.
What's the famous doo doo doo?
Yeah.
Is that ESPN? Doo doo doo. That when it break in with mm-hmm. the.
Give it to him, unless. Oh, wait. He's still got a full beer. Well, give it to me.
I want to try a little bit more.
Or trying it with the Silver Brewing.
But in a different glass, because I think something's wrong with my glass.
Okay. Possible.
Louie licked it.
Nope. Same aroma.
Oh, snap. Nick's had two unfiltered beers so far.
I thought I had Bros. Soapy glass residue, but
yeah,
it is the beer. So October 15th, 2012. Now that I'm back on one screen.
All right. Good job.
25th?
October 15th.
Where did you find that at?
How 15th?
It's just below. So it's got your avatar mm-hmm. and then your handle.
Mm-hmm.
And then it has your tagline.
Where you click.
And then your city.
Okay.
And then the join October. So I'm showing my
gear. Well, you're on your profile.
Yeah, you go to your profile, and you have your main picture, your mm-hmm. avatar, and then your total check-ins, your unique check-ins, and if you keep going down the list, before you hit the photos bar.
Okay.
Before the photos
bar. It's there. You can check it out.
October 28th, 2012.
I'll look at mine later. I'll talk about it later.
You could have opened it by now.
Can't dip. I've got business over here.
So you joined 13 days before myself.
Wow.
Whoa.
That's probably the only beer thing I've done before me.
You must have told him about it. You're like, bro.
Bro.
You've been on Untappd?
Untappd.
That's all. What's up? It's like beer app. He's like, I guess I'll check it out. And it took him 2 weeks.
Yeah.
He finally is like, all right.
And then he got way more badges than I ever.
And then he went badge crazy. He's like, whoa, badges.
Hey, breaking news. Untappd just sent an email out saying you could save 10% on 4 packs or 6 packs.
All right.
You can create your own special coupon.
Ooh. Nick is trying to get the crowler across the table. Just got pulled down by his
headphones. I got corded. Cord restrictions.
Just like that, it's gone.
Mind the crowler noise, sir.
Oh, sorry.
Mind the crowler noise.
Just trying to illustrate that it's, in fact, empty.
Okay, so.
This other Boston beer company.
Yeah. I probably wouldn't be talking about sports stuff.
Sports stuff!
Other than this made me go, huh?
Sports ball.
So, some team named Boston won a game.
Yeah. The Red Sox won the World Series.
Sam Adams is also in the Boston.
They are.
So, either they were... they had a premonition, or the game was rigged, but they decided to do a...
It was rigged!
They decided to do a beer brewed in honor of the Red Sox winning.
The 1921 Sox have rigged the game!
I mean, label art's ready to go.
Oh, they always do that stuff. They get ready.
Get ready.
It's pretty assumed that they were going to win.
So here's what I want you to imagine. Sam Adams beer.
I'm in there. Yeah, I'm in, man.
Okay, how about this?
I'm at a Buffalo Wild Wings. I'm yes. Thinking about all the Sam Adams I'm going to have.
A New England double IPA aged on vanilla beans with mango, guava, and lactose.
I'm in. I like that.
No, I'm not sure about the lactose. Guava.
But this is from guava. This is from Sam Adams, remember.
Okay, before you get excited. Sam Adams is making this.
Now, right? Okay, Boston, mm-hmm. Sports.
Yeah.
And they didn't go lager?
Nah, that's pretty weird. That is a pretty weird choice for the Red Even Sox Louis's beer. Louis doesn't like it.
Somebody legitimately came into work and said, oh, my wife likes Sam 76. You got anything like that? And I was just like, sure.
Lager.
Have a half.
And I just poured the lightest lager we had.
Zorro's. My wife, she likes Sam 76.
So I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying, when did Sam Adams go?
I don't know. That's from a weird choice.
Lager to
for that
milkshake.
Yeah. Full on. People are like, I don't want to start doing a Boston accent until terrible right now.
Nice. That's all I got to say about that.
That's all I got to say about that. All right.
Lieutenant Dan ice. How come nobody's made Lieutenant Dan ice cream milkshake IPA? Where's
that beer? I don't tell professional brewer.
Zach's brewer.
Stephen Zach.
Lieutenant Dan ice cream.
Dan.
I got you an ice cream.
I got Dan ice cream. Larry.
By the way, his tanks are full.
Ooh, full tanks. Lieutenant Is that a Dan. Tap room update? We got any tap room updates? The as yet not open Zach's Brewing in downtown Fresno, California has full tanks fermenting. Water of sugar and yeast.
They have selected a tentative date. I don't think they've announced it yet.
Uh-uh. Yeah, I heard the tentative date.
But it could be a rush.
Yeah, it would be a quite a rush that day.
Yep.
It would be. Yeah. The day that they open, it would be such a rush for everyone.
That day.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Like in December or something.
Yeah. But tanks are full. I heard he's going to do some more pilot batching to ramp up his available options. So.
Pilot Ooh. Batching.
Pilot
that means he's using his homebrew carboys. Yeah.
He's like, get every system you got. Anybody who's got a system, get it in this building. Get it inside my building now.
Well, he did mention a couple of the beers that he brewed. They have a quicker
turn. He needs my Mr. Beer kit.
Yes.
I'll donate it.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure you will. All these years it's been waiting for this moment.
It's time. I just go, come on, guys.
come on, beer kit. It's time. You're in.
He did mention a couple of beers have a quicker turnover, so he might be able to free up a 7-barrel tank in time to turn over another beer for the event. So
that sounds like a rush. They're really rushing those batches.
Hey, if it says it's done fermenting, it's done fermenting, bro.
I'm done fermenting.
You just got to listen to the yeast.
Over here.
It's pretty much what it says.
opens the doors, 5 a.m. He's opening doors. He just hears in the back, hey, I'm done. I'm done fermenting. Hey, anybody here? I'm done. I'm like super fermented.
Shut up.
But I'm done. Get me in a keg.
It'll get the hose.
You'll get the hose.
We got, I've been lax on reporting our iTunes reviews. Ooh. By the way, we are now, I think, thanks to Nick's skillful, oh my God, Louis is just he's unprecedented levels tonight. Thanks to Nick's skills on our new updated version of our iTunes artwork.
Graphics department.
Graphics department.
They work hard.
Apparently iTunes has now officially let us back into the craft beer top 35.
Change background color.
Podcasts. Yes. It's now called Apple Podcasts, not iTunes. But
the mouse fell off the desk and you're like, oh, that looks good.
Yes.
Looks good.
Pretty mouse.
So Apple Podcasts has led us back into the club. And I'm very happy for it. So we also have a couple new reviews. So thank you guys,
as in more than one,
for reviewing the show, giving us 5 stars, and reviewing the show on iTunes or whatever podcast app you listen to. This one is from Max Corduroy. I'm listening. 5 stars.
That's always a good start.
Best beer podcast. Way better than the other beer podcast.
What?
Podcast. Boom. Enough said. That's all I needed to say. And this one's from Maiden Maryville. A great podcast about craft beer. This podcast has funny personalities and great characters. Chew your beer.
What?
Yep.
What?
Chew beer gets way better than us. Way better than us.
That's probably true.
The long podcasts help me get through my long commute, as I always come away with new breweries that I want to visit, and I'm always inspired to drink more craft beer. Although I'm not sure that is healthy. It's healthy. Don't worry. So thank you guys for the reviews. You can always do that for us. We appreciate it. And we'll play it on the show. And now the fridge mic is on. That sounds papery. He's dealing with paper. Oh, there's one that's wrapped in paper that you brought from Portland.
It's still wrapped in paper? That
you sent. Yeah. There's one you sent from Portland. So just FYI for later on. This is that fridge mic, fridge motor run. Oh. Oh, he's got 3 choices. Matt's brought back 3 choices from the beer fridge.
Oh, Matty Matt.
Did you seriously get a triple take? A triple take?
Oh, Nick's
got... it got better every time I looked at it.
I think he's giving you the option, Nick.
Well then,
what you want to open up?
It's stout season.
Oh no!
The air pressure did change recently.
Rhino.
Oh, we're gonna have a stout here, and we're also gonna. Will you call me tonight and
leave me your voicemail? No.
Will you talk about?
Yes.
Tell me you're driving.
No. I'm driving.
He asks you 3 questions every week and you fail to respond.
It was implied.
559-492-0542. Or you can email us at perfectportpodcast@gmail.com. And you can record something on your phone and
I love gold.
Email it to us. You're just drunk, sitting on your couch, nothing else to do. Why not record 3 minutes or less of something about the beer you're drinking and the fun you're having?
I'm having fun.
You can send it to us, and then it'll be there. And then in the morning you'll wake up and be like, oh my god, what did I email the perfect boy? Mm-hmm. We'll have it, and we'll be like,
it's a mystery.
We just opened up Mr. Sandman Rum Barrel Aged Imperial Stout.
A former Looking Out For.
Oh. Is this from our Colorado reps?
I hope so. Because it's from Colorado.
River North Brewery.
Unless...
River North. Because somehow it didn't get labeled as to who. So... Ooh. Doesn't smell too hot. Not too much heat.
Oh no, there's so many Sandman buttons, I don't know what we're going to get. Is this the one? There we go.
The Back to the Future, Mr. Sandman.
The only Sandman.
That's all we could pay for.
This was the other one. Is this the one that you were looking for? No.
That's Enter I was wanting Sandman. Mr.
Sandman. I want him to enter.
Oh.
You have no access to me, Mr. Sandman.
What? How have I had this before?
You've already had it.
How, though?
I don't know.
But why?
Who knows? A lot of stuff happens on this show, man.
13.5% and you're not getting any heat?
This one's 12.9.
Oh. Did we get a new one?
2018.
Discard check-in. Go back.
That one check-in was improper check-in. Yeah,
12.9.
Discover this Mr. Sam when we begin voicemails.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Jazz. All right.
Good job.
Anyways, just calling in, giving you my Portland
report. I miss Portlandia.
This week, I went and checked out Bearlick Brewing. It's a brand new brewery. Well, it's not brand new. It opened up in 2014, and it's recently been getting a lot of attention up here. It won Brewery of the Year in 2017, and Small Brewery of the Year in 2017, Medium Brewery of the Year in 2018. I got to say, man, these guys, Ben Parks, Richard Hall,
Vinte
owners,
brewery.
They're doing something pretty awesome out here. A lot of their... pretty much everything I tried was amazing. So, a really cool location, too. Got a chance to try the Fresh Hop Brute Squad. If you're into Brute IPAs, or if you ever had one, man, it's probably one of the best ones I've ever had. They also had the Juicy Brute collabo with Trapdoor. That was another Brute IPA. Got to say, these Brute IPAs are pretty tasty. If you are into, you know, juice bombs or juicy IPAs, but on the drier side, I think you're really going to appreciate the Brutes. I think out of everything they had there, the Brute IPAs were the best beers they had. So anyways, if you're coming through to Portland, definitely put Bearlick on your radar. And I think it's a must do. I think that little area that it's in, it's a pretty cool neighborhood. There's a really cool tap room next door. I don't think they're affiliated, but they had a great kind of a sports bar feel with a great selection of beer and also well drinks. So put that one on your list. All right, man. You guys keep up the good work, and I'm out.
Peace.
Oot. Out right. Dumb sports.
Jazz getting some good recos in the Portland. Our Portland rep. Make sure to look him up when he's in there. It's the Portlands.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys.
Guys. I'm still kind of on the fence about brute IPAs.
What about a double brute?
Double brute. I think it feels like that would work.
You're double crazy.
If only we had a double brute.
Yeah. Oh well.
The funny thing is, we have two double brutes.
Son of a. Spoiler.
Double brute. What's up?
Calling in Janine.
Hi, calling in Janine.
Denver, Colorado.
Colorado reps.
Colorado AF.
Yeah.
Oh, they're in Denver.
So we had a few things to talk about. First thing was Bonfire. So
I've had a
new brewery. That's cool. We've been to Bonfire once on our way up to Glenwood one time.
Yeah, it's just kind of Eagle County, I guess, as they say. It's just kind of.
I hear your turn signal.
I don't remember what town it's in.
Like he's always turning.
Always.
Why is he always turning?
He's got to turn the beat around.
It wasn't bad.
Can't it go straight?
Like spectacular.
It just makes right turns all day.
Well, maybe it'll get spectacular.
Maybe a new brewer is what they need.
Yeah. I like it when they follow up when I ask them about things.
So, yeah, we'll try that again. They can, too.
Oh, they're talking?
Okay. So we can get it down here.
I'll shut up.
We don't have to go there to get it. Because we don't really like to go in the mountains during the winter because it's too fucking cold.
Mm-hmm.
Word.
So guess who the luckiest two people are ever is me and Janine, because we got to meet the powerful Benj Clark.
Son of a.
Benj Clark.
The powerful.
Work. We met him at DIA, actually.
Yeah, we actually drove to the airport to meet him because the rest of the schedule wasn't working out. And I was like, dude, let's just meet at the airport.
So we had a beer at the Boulder Tap House. It was really awesome.
I brought my Yeti right up in that shit.
Really cool guy.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a very cool guy. We really appreciated him meeting with us.
We had an awesome get it.
It was great. We had a hazy too, Nick.
Yeah, total sounds hazy.
Speaking of hazies,
Lazy Dog, which I guess you guys are getting. Yes. We've been to the Lazy Dog here. They just built one like, I don't know, what, 6 months ago maybe here?
Yeah, it just opened, it feels like.
Yeah, not that long ago. But we went there and we did their flight and we liked the hazy the best.
Oh, boo. Lazy Dog, gonna have me some Lazy Dog flights.
It's a different company.
It's labeled their beer, and somebody makes it for them. So I would imagine that it would be a local brewer would make it. So maybe when they have a Lazy Dog in your area, maybe one of the brewers in your area would make their beer for them and contract.
Firestone.
The food was really good.
Fuck yeah.
And we wanted to mention Lawson's Family or...
Lawson's Family Liquids out of Vermont.
Last year when we went to Vermont... We tried them, Sips of Sunshine was what it was called, and we liked it better than Hetty Topper.
If you see it, buy it. Sips of Sunshine. It's a big yellow can. It's got a big old sun on it. Stuff is pretty delicious.
Right. Which it was about a year ago where we said you are Hetty Topper, and you didn't like it then either, so it's good to know that it's consistent.
Consistently not appreciated by people who drink beer.
Right. And that's all we have.
Oh. I was going to keep up the good work, guys, but you...
Sorry.
Okay, let's try again. Ready?
Wow.
Okay.
Keep up. Keep up the good work.
Oh, man. They're messing it up. So the Lazy Dog Hazy should be called Hazy Dog, right?
Hazy Dog. Better be.
How do you not do that?
Better be. We'll see. Yeah, we've got this Lazy Dog chain restaurant about to open in Fresno. It has beer. Oh, it's open?
Open Monday.
Open. All right. And something that was just mentioned.
I love golf.
If only we could get some Sips of Sunshine. Oh, look at this.
This is Sips of Sunshine. That was just mentioned on that voicemail. I don't understand. Wait, where did this come from?
The fridge.
But, like, where before the fridge?
The transporter. Transponder.
Do you really want to know?
I do.
Somebody keistered it.
Oh, boy.
Oh, all the way from Colorado.
This uncomfortable hunk of metal has been.
So there is our good friend, Gabe Hernandez. He's been on the show before. He's been a contributor of beer many times. And he can be found on Instagram as ECKZ MAINIYAC, which is basically is a maniac. Mm-hmm. But he came to town.
On the floor.
And he's dancing like he's never danced before?
Okay. So anyways, I just gave out his Instagram. I don't know if he cares about that, but Maybe he needs new friends, like Colin and Janine.
Colin and Janine should hook it up.
He came to town.
Get it.
He came to town and he was like, I'm getting a U-Haul and I'm going back. And he's all, I'm going to spread the good word, which is basically Tioga Sequoia beer. So he had a blue cart full of like a shopping, like a load of beer he took back with him. So if you are, if you want to know the great word of Tioga Sequoia, that's the guy to get a hold of.
Colin and Janine are like, yes.
So look up Gabe.
That's pretty crazy that they were explicitly mentioning Sip of Sunshine with a yellow can. And
from it was Lawson's.
It was literally sitting on the table, and Nick held it up as like, here it is.
Well, here it is.
It's pretty weird, man. Oh,
you mean this right here?
I think that's pretty weird. Comes from a different person, and that beer randomly is sitting there as they're talking about it. I don't know, dude. The world's like pretty weird.
Beerception.
Beerception, man.
It's the Haze Bros.
Anyway, so it's the work of the Haze Bros.
The clarity of this
beer. He made sure to drop off a couple of beers my way. And this was one of them. He was like, hey, man, you got to try this beer. And I was like, okay. And he's like, no, you don't understand. You got it. This is like, this beer's awesome. And I was like, all right, cool. So
it's pretty good. I don't have a problem with it.
Lemony.
It is lemony.
Lemongrass.
Hey guys, it's Benj Clark.
What?
From Santa Rosa.
More
Santa Rosa.
On the road this week. And, you know, they say never meet your heroes. The thing
Did you meet Dave Grohl?
I've met mine.
And Eddie Van Halen? Awesome.
Colin and Janine, we had a get it.
Yeah.
We got it.
We were getting it.
Anyway, yes. That's what we did. They were awesome, and it was great to meet you both. And hopefully we can do something more next time than just chugging a quick beer at the airport while I race off. thank you for the Yeti. It's a nice welcome to Colorado present. So, my trip to Colorado was good. It was quick, but... definitely managed to find some good things to consume while I was there, and had a lovely time. So anyway, that's it from me. You guys, you keep up the good work, and we'll talk soon. Bye.
Bye.
Keep up the good work. Keep up
Goodbye.
The good work. Keep up the good work, guys.
Binge. True get it. That or true get it.
True get it.
Denver give it.
Did Coleman and Janine have to go through TSA to have the get it?
Yeah, I know. Did they have the get it beyond TSA? No, you have to have a ticket to go past TSA nowadays.
Yes, but usually you cannot consume alcohol outside of TSA, right?
No, you can.
You can't.
Oh, Fresno's airport has that sort of sports bar-esque restaurant that's before.
Okay.
Before, and you can get beer in there. I've had beer in
there. Not the John Muir.
No, like the, that's past.
That's the one that's past.
Inside check-in, yeah. That's at the end of the
by the gates.
Whatever it is called.
It's by the gates.
Yeah. But they have the sports bar thing is before, and you can, I've had beer in there. And then,
interesting.
So, yeah.
Okay.
They could have gone, Binge probably went outside the thing, and they had beer there. Outside, and he had to go back
through TSA. So Benj had to re-TSA.
Yeah, Benj had to redo the TSA.
Damn it.
Which happens. You got to do it. Sometimes you're in the that's your only window when you're in town. So
Airport.
Got to do it. You're like, well, how long is my layover? Can I go to a brewery? All right.
Hey, guys. Guess what? Hey, it's Evil Circle calling in.
What's up,
what?
Eva?
Finally. I'd like to give a very special cheers out to Chew Your Beer. Hopefully you made it through all 31 days of October or Sobertober. Because guess what? I am definitely not going to be doing Sobertober. So hopefully Chew Your Beer enjoyed it. Hopefully everybody kept tagging him on those untapped check-ins. But as far as the first beer that Chew Your Beer should have in November, hopefully after we listen to the show, is a nice, easy drinking O'Doul's. It's clean, crisp, non-alcoholic.
Clean.
Don't want to go too heavy, Chew.
There's a tiny bit of alcohol.
So, hopefully that one wins the votes and you get to enjoy an O'Doul's after 31 days of not having a beer. So,
O'Doul's is big beer,
hope you
though.
Enjoy it. And
damn it.
Guess what, guys? Keep up the good work.
Guys.
Keep up the good work, guys.
You can't have O'Doul's. It's big beer. I don't know who owns O'Doul's. I'm just
Power Buzz.
Think it's Coors or Budweiser.
It's either Miller's or Coors, but they have their own non-alcoholic. See it all the time at a Total Wine.
It happens. I have a friend of the show that she drinks all those. It's better than not drinking. Non-alcoholic beer is better than not drinking any beer at all, so. Hey.
What's going on, Perfect Pour? Mikey, Nick, and Matt. This message
Shut
is
up.
For Chew Your
Bird
Beer.
Up.
I think you should choose carefully in having your very first beer back to the world of drinking beer and have a grapefruit sculpin.
That's the best.
No.
Cut this one off.
Yeah, I cut it off. That's enough of that. he stopped. I didn't cut it off.
That was it. That was all I needed to say.
Choose first is an O'Doul's and not a grapefruit sculpin. These are his choices he's getting. Oh my gosh.
Sounds like there was a theme. Like people acted to call in.
So this is Chew Your Beer emailed us because here it is. Should I read it in Chew Your Beer voice?
Nah.
No, just read it in normal voice.
Your accents are annoying. I mean, go ahead.
Orale, perfect pour. Chew Your Beer here.
This might be worse. Thanks, Matt.
Sending you this email because I lost my voice yelling at boys in blue. The Dodgers lost. He was yelling at the Dodgers.
It's pronounced Doyers.
Check it out, essay. One day left till the end of sober October, Holmes. It's been a crazy ride, eh?
But not a hazy ride.
There were lots of days I craved hops. Times that I wanted the creaminess of a nitro stout. Aromas of malts and hops seemed close, but yet far away, Holmes.
What did you do?
You want me to read it in my voice? I'm doing it. You know what, Raza? So, hashtag Sober October.
It's like he's reading Lady Gaga lyrics right now.
Prove to my Hina and myself that I don't have a drinking problem. Not once did I break or get the alcohol sweats. It was torture, though. Too many things going on, eh? World Series, birthday parties, five Nieras, lowrider shows. Man, it was hard. Essay. I did learn a valuable thing during this challenge. I learned never to do this again. Just kidding, Holmes. I did learn that I don't have a drinking problem. My obsession with craft beer isn't the buzz, Holmes. It's the appreciation of a well-crafted beverage, essay. The time spent making a delicious beer with its aromas, textures, and taste is what I missed. Especially the people. You share that beer with is what I missed the most, eh? So on Friday, when I crack open my first beer, an arrogant bastard, I'll be drink to our friendship, to you, Matt, Nick, and Mikey, and every single listener. I raise up my glass in honor of our craft beer friendships and for indie beer. Cheers, and a te wacho, Holmes.
Eggs. And
peace out, eh? Chew Your Beer.
Friendship's a very strong word right now.
FYI, I chose Arrogant Bastard because it the beer that give me malt, hops, bitterness, aroma, and viscosity. ABV, all in one, eh? So Chew Your Beer is going to be drinking an Arrogant Bastard.
Nice.
for his first beer after not drinking for 31 days, which is terrible. Terrible. The longest month in history of anybody's month. Let's chew your beer. Thank you, Chew. Thank you, everyone. Then there's still voicemails. Don't worry. We're not done. We're just moving on to a different section of voicemails that I'll have to find right now. What are we all enjoying here? We're enjoying Sip of Sunshine. I'm having the last of the silver right here.
Last silver.
Bottom pour. It's a good bottom pour. There's a stout, imperial stout going around.
No, that's all gone.
Oh, no. You can't get that.
Forget about that one.
You can't get that. It's all gone.
The stout is no home.
It's not here.
Hey, guys. It's Mike Montoya. Just can't win. Currently listening to the new episode. Thought I'd call in real quick. Colin and Janine, I'm sure, you know, we are going to meet up in December. But to elaborate in general, my wife, not only does she not like beer, but she doesn't even really like to drink.
Yep. Understood.
I had a girlfriend like that.
And she will partake in some sours because she finds them to be tasty. But, yeah, she's not a fan of alcohol. And, yeah, it's all good. She loves me drink, so that's what matters. And we will make something happen when I'm in Denver in December, no doubt. And then just to make a correction, because
it is
the World Series and it's Dodgers for life, and to add to the whole
Anaheim Dodgers for life
you guys are having, so Anaheim has the Anaheim Angels, but now they're the Los Angeles Angels, and if I'm correct, it's due to actual financial struggles that the city of Anaheim was having. They couldn't keep them or something like that, and Anaheim decided to go to the Dodgers, or sorry, go to the Los Angeles, and Los Angeles agreed to have them. So Los Angeles actually has two teams now, but only one of them counts, and then the World Series right now. Game 3 tonight, and I hope they pull off a W.
They didn't work out so well. They didn't work out.
Guys.
Sorry about that. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good
work. All that matters is the Cubs did their thing last year for the Back to the Future year. And
hey
after
guys,
this, nobody
can't win again.
Who cares?
Calling in because I fact-checked myself, and I didn't want to get someone like Chew calling in about baseball and like yelling at me or something like that. But pretty much the Angels moved to Los Angeles by just changing their name, and they're technically the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. It really didn't have anything to do with Anaheim. It had to do something with the name being changed so that the Angels can make
marketing
money in general,
marketing,
whatever, blah blah blah. There's really only one LA team, Dodgers Blue Bulls.
That's an unfortunate name.
This is sports ball talk for you guys.
Hey guys, it's me, Al Green.
Hi Al.
Sitting in the den, drinking a Rome City.
It sounds like Scotty B a little bit.
Got nothing else really to report on.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Want to say, hope everybody had a good Halloween.
Oh yeah,
stay safe and watch out for razor blades in your apples.
Wow,
dude, that's so 70s.
Diva, shut up.
Yeah, Louie, shut up.
Keep up the good work, guys.
I'm gonna go handle this dog.
Louie's like he wants to go get that dog. He's going to get it.
Shoo, man. Sobertober is almost over. You got, you know, this week it's over, man. You made it. Congrats. I'm proud of you that you did Sobertober, man. I don't know if I could have done it. This month's been a little hectic for me, and beer got me through it. But Sobertober is done, too.
I need a beer to get through mine, man. I don't know about you, Chew.
What's the first beer you drink this weekend? You may have already had a beer, but those don't count. Those are too early to Sobertober closeout party.
We already know.
So let's see. I'm going to give you three recos for Sobertober closeout.
Come on. Be Arrogant Master, be one of them.
You could go fancy, man. You could go try to score you a bottle of Pliny. And that might happen. That might be nice. I don't know. But you could... That's like number three on the reco list. You can go like number two, right? Slightly better than Pliny. You know, you could maybe pick up like, I don't know, man, like a McLeod or something. Maybe they have something nice and light, like a nice light lager or something over there, crafty. That'll, you know, let you phase back in without getting too bad. But then, shoot, you could always go for the number one reco, man. You know, get you, go out with a bang, start out straight, strong. Go with like a grapefruit sculpin or a mango peel.
Wait a
minute. You know what?
Golden Road,
man. I don't even know what beers Golden Road makes, but I know that there's a store here in my town in Florida that sells one. And I mean, I don't know.
Throw it in the
ocean. I'll join you. If you get a Golden Road, I'll get a Golden Road.
No.
But if you get a sculpin, two. Holmes, I'm with you. I'll get a sculpin. You want to do grapefruit sculpin? You tell me. You let old number hosey know, and I'll be there number with you, hosey. Man, chugging some sculpin. Keep up the good work,
too. We're going to do grapefruit sculpin. Okay. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys. The Perfect Pour does not endorse any sculpin drinking.
So what's happening here... is there was a secret Twitter message going around.
Oh, you think that's there's one of those Chew Your Beer Twitter secrets?
I think so.
There's a lot of Chew Your Beer messages.
Hello, boys. Flying down to gym. Calling in with a recommendation for old Chew Your Beer.
Yeah,
this will prove it here.
Sensing a trend. Sensing a trend.
Off his sober October. I'm thinking he should go back to his roots, kind of like what Nick was talking about last week, and maybe go towards what some of the first beer he ever had. And if he's like most of us out here in Southern California, he probably started drinking beer maybe around the time he got a driver's license. Maybe something like that. So, my record,
drinking beer before he got a license.
Remember that far back. I'm going to go with something strong and heavy and cheap. Kind of like he likes the ladies. I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with...
Steel Reserve.
A Mickey's Big Mouth. That's right, Mickey's Big Mouth. Because sometimes you just can't finish the whole damn thing. You got to put that cap back on. Next stop, maybe if he can't find a Mickey's Big Mouth, maybe he goes and a little nod at the top of the head and nod to Lando Calrissian. Get himself one of them Colt 45s. Or
Colt
if he's a G.I. Joe fan, maybe get himself a King Cobra. Something easy, cheap, and heavy. There you go. That's my reco for old Junior Beer. Next up is calling out the Florida reps because they missed a perfect opportunity to try and pull one over on the SoCal reps. You guys should have called a perfect pour beer off and pulled your beer into that. You would have had to play the designated
interval. That's a good.
Not have any pitches out in the field.
Good point. That is a good point.
I want to say cheers and keep.
Whoa!
Ooh, we lost him.
He lost him. He went under a. He went under the Lincoln Tunnel. He was going south on the 405 and then started going north on the 605 and lost the signal, bro.
Bro.
That is a good point. The Florida reps totally missed an opportunity to do a rep off.
They should have
done a rep off in October. Well, they're classy, I guess. The Florida reps are just too classy.
That's right.
Because if they would have done a rep off in October and then Chew could not participate. Oh.
So are you saying Chew's the Babe Ruth of craft beer?
Maybe. Maybe.
He's their home run hitter.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Hey, Fontana Jim, back with one real quick confession.
Uh-huh.
I want to congratulate old Mikey on confessing that as a beer geek, he has never had a Canteon.
Yeah.
Because I myself, the Fontana Jim, I will confess as well, I have never had a Canteon.
Yes, come forward.
Even though I was recently on a friendly podcast where there were multiple bottles of Canteon in the beer fridge.
What?
No, sir, I did not only did not bring it up, I have not had...
Wah, wah, wah. 3B Zine. He was on 3B Zine. I heard him on 3B Zine. I heard that episode. 3B Zine. 3B Zine.
I remember. 3B Zines. I don't know if the brother was there, but there was a time at Spokeasy. Somebody pulled out this green bottle, and the label's kind of falling off. They're like, "Yeah, it's like 6 years old or something." It's called Canteon.
It's called Canteon.
And Canteon happened.
And you had it.
Yeah, and I didn't think anything of it. And somebody pointed out, they're like, "Oh, you didn't know what that was." I'm like, tasted like beer.
It was beer.
Somebody else brought it, so I didn't pay for it.
Shots fired at Canteon. Yeah, beer.
Well, there's people that go, you had a Canteon? And then there are people go, oh, you only had that Canteon?
Oh, you had that. That's Kmart Canteon.
Yeah. Now,
anybody can get a hold of that.
Yeah, come on.
Average.
Dude, get better Canteon.
Happy Dia de los Muertos, perfect pour.
Hi, Paul.
Oh.
Hi, Paul.
For Chew Your Beer's first beer in a month, I nominate Evil Dead Red.
Ooh.
Why didn't anybody else think of that? Cheers.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Chew, on a month without beer. Well done. Check you later. Keep it hazy, bros.
No.
Yep.
No.
Keep it hazy. Keep up the hazy. Keep up the hazy, guys.
Do not keep it hazy.
Keep it hazy, man.
Unhaze yourself.
Keep it hazy. And you can use it like in your normal life and you're not even having to refer to beer. You're just like your general feel well-being about yourself. Your general walking about town. You're like, hey, man, keep it hazy. So it's like, if you're keeping it hazy, you're just like, you know, things are like, you don't know what's going to happen. You're just like open to everything. You're keeping things hazy.
Oh boy.
You don't have
You
don't have a super focus on something like, oh, I'm focused on this or I'm focused on that. You're just like, man, I'm keeping things hazy.
Peace
and love.
Where's that tangent button?
Keeping things open. This isn't in a tangent. Yes, this is on topic.
No, it's not.
Oh, this is hella topic.
It's you on a soapbox.
It's the Hazy Bro Show.
It's you on a soapbox.
It's the Hazy Bro Show.
It's the Hazy Bro Show. And that's me, your host.
Voicemail, but she didn't leave her name.
That sounds just like the last guy that called.
Yeah, it does, it's not. It's weird. Thanks, guys. Thanks, everyone, for contributing to the show. We really appreciate it. It's a unique thing. I've yet to find a podcast that has more listener voicemail participation than this show. So good luck trying to find that.
Or at least shows that acknowledge it either.
Right.
The other show's like, let's do feedback. Nah, we're good.
No. Yeah, that's the session. They're like, nah. Yeah. God.
And that goes poorly.
They're like, oh, God, we got to do feedback.
We have any questions? No, we don't care. Okay,
cool. Don't care.
Oh, imagine that. Zero callers.
We're consistent with our mediocrity.
That's right. It's hard work doing this.
Looking out for beers. Yeah. By the way, if you're like, hey, why did my voicemail get on? We recorded a day early, what? Just so you know.
And we probably didn't announce it, so you know.
Oh, no, we did last episode. It was very quick. You got to listen to it. Like, you got to be super tuned in the whole 2 hours, bro.
Listen to
you, Matt. You. It should be cranking at Tioga Sequoia. Cranking. Loud.
Sometimes.
Annoyingly loud.
Sometimes when I run out of podcasts, this one will come on. And I just let it roll through.
You just found our new tagline for the show. Sometimes when you run out of podcasts, this one will come on.
Like, is there a new flowing? No. Is there a new sound?
I am all out of podcasts. Okay. I'll play perfect pour.
I don't play it. It just plays it for me. It just rolls right into it.
It's like, you want to listen to this. Actually, I didn't, but I have no other choice.
Like, oh, yeah, sunburns. Oh, wait.
I could listen to Spotify, but actually you can listen to us on Spotify, just so you know.
Yep.
Looking out for your beers to look out for, new releases or whales, whatever, man. Matt, are you looking out for anything?
I'm looking for a Lush Tropical Distorted Double IPA. Those are the descriptors.
All right.
This is called Meltdown. It is a double IPA from Six Point. It is with Mandarina Bavaria and Mosaic hops. So looking out for that.
Okay.
And that only this week. I'll look out for other things.
That's all you're looking out for.
But right now. That's it.
You're super focused. You're not keeping things hazy. You're super focused.
Keep it hazy.
Hey, man. Keep it hazy, bro. Nick.
My Nick.
That was Matt that just said.
That's my Nick.
That was Matt that just said stuff.
Do we need a looking out for beer?
Uh-oh.
I don't know how that can got dented, by the way. Oh. It didn't fall on the ground or anything.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oops. Okay. I'll believe you. Came to the house perfectly intact.
Or did it?
Top four.
Now I'm confused.
Good.
New beer entering the show from our friends to the north of Fresno in Turlock, California, called Dust Bowl Brewing. This is a looking out for beer, and it was sent to my house. It's called Mouthful of Miracles Double Brew IPA from Dust Bowl. It's a cool ass can, and it's a double brute. And I've been saying, like, I feel like if you're gonna the brute, I have not been sold on yet. But I think because it's so thin, I want it dry, but I also want some alcohol. So I feel like maybe if it's double, it would work. So let's dig in here. Not much. I'm not getting much aroma.
There's a little bit of like a little tangerine thing going on there. It's like tangerine rind. It's not like a full.
Okay.
Oops, I drank it already.
And it is dry AF. Does not taste like rubbing alcohol. So props to them. Yeah. No, I mean, if you just wanted to feel like you're slamming a Zima, there you go.
No, it has more than going on than a Zima.
It's better than that.
It tastes like fizzy, thin hop water. That's what. I'm not saying it's a bad.
Disguising.
I'm not saying it's a bad beer. Don't confuse it for that. But I'm just saying you could have accidentally put this in your lunchbox and you wouldn't know that you're getting a double on.
It's crushable.
So did you guys see the percentage?
Mm-mm. I didn't.
We know it's a double. We've never done the ABV game on a brute IPA that I'm aware of, and this is a double brute. So Matt is usually pretty spot on. Only once in a while, Nick and I can beat Matt. So Matt, what do you say?
I'm gonna go.
This is a new territory to do an ABV with.
I'm gonna say 8.5.
All right.
Ooh.
Matt says 8.5.
8.7.
Nick says 8.7. It is 8.5.
So
even on brute double brutes, Matt freaking nails them.
Double brute.
They call him double brute. Matt double brute. That is a super easy to drink 8.5.
Mm-hmm. I'll take my big cash prize.
Big cash prize of no cash prizes.
You get free coaster picked from basket.
This Mouthful of Miracles is the double brute IPA has a much drier finish than our classic IPAs, as well as higher carbonation level. You can still expect a big hop punch of grapefruit, guava, and passion fruit from the Galaxy, Columbus, and Simcoe hops. So it's in draft and 16-ounce cans where you can get the Dust Bowl.
Yep, got the burps. There's the carbonation.
Burp it. So I cannot check in because I'm still double screening it.
Oh my god. You're going to have to click out.
No. Nope.
You're going to have to
I want to let this ride. You have to
swipe up on it.
Swipe up.
And then get it out of there and then re-go into the app, bro.
You don't understand him. It's like things could be easily fixed if you got a new phone. He's like, "Nah,
this is fine.
This is i5. This is iPhone 5 beer."
Yes, apparently.
This is iPhone 5 phone. This is an iPhone 7. It's an iPhone 5.
You can just reopen the app.
You can't push me in the pool now.
I've got an iPhone 5. Can't push me in the pool.
Your IP67, yes.
I have to recharge my battery every 10 minutes to put it back on the charger.
Yeah. Oh, hold on. I got to charge my phone.
I got to charge my phone. Jeez, man. Why don't you go and charge your phone? Was there more looking out for you, Nick?
Did I do it?
I don't know.
I don't even think I went.
I don't know that you win. I don't know, man.
So here's the deal.
Oh boy.
This is
gonna be serious. Listen. Is, Matt, listen, this is serious.
This is my life.
What?
All right.
I find looking out for. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, that looks nice. Is this really the name of the beer? Let's go to Untappd and punch it in.
I don't believe you. I'm going to ask Untappd.
I'm going to ask Untappd, right? So I pull up the beer. Oh, it really is called this. Okay. That's good. Oh, there's only one check-in ever, and it's at 2¾ caps. Does this still count as looking out for?
What?
So the looking out for beer, I'm instantly disappointed on. But Burning Beard.
What? Wow.
Burning Beard Campfire.
San Diego.
Ingsoc. Ingsoc.
Campfire King Sock?
Ingsoc. Ing. No K.
Oh.
Ingsoc. So I punch that in Untappd, and it comes up with one check-in at 2¾ caps.
One person,
should I still be looking out for
one
this
one person
beer?
Established? So that person had to be the establish a beer. Mm. I don't know if you're so cool as like me,
who oh,
is
yeah. oh,
who
yeah.
has checked into a beer and been the like established the check in. Because like if you can't find the beer, Untappd will allow you, a regular citizen, to establish the check in.
Mm. And so. Should I look again? Look for a more real check-in? Or do you think that is...
Maybe. It? Like, because there's some... Once in a while, there'll be a beer I cannot find properly through search and Untappd.
Mm-hmm.
From somebody that manages an Untappd?
Mm-hmm.
Stop doing that.
Well, I can do whatever I want. I can make up all kinds of crazy check-ins.
Because people have complained so much... That you beers have to be reviewed to be deleted, because if you delete a beer that somebody made by accident or said it was the wrong brewery and they called it yours, they could lose a badge, which
no
Untappd
can't
is,
lose a badge.
Untappd is sensitive about, so they're like
badge well, sensitive.
There are people that have
Untappd
earned
is so badge
ranking
sensitive.
Because of this beer. So it would be you. It's like you have to give a reasoning mm-hmm. to them and to Untappd, and they have to review it to delete a beer.
Ooh.
So just let the brewery do it. Just
but like sometimes it's hard to find it. I can sometimes the Fulton IPA,
Fulton Street,
and Fulton Street is difficult to find. Sometimes I can't whatever. I can't tell you how I searched for it before, but there are several times I searched for it and I can't find it. So I have to go into Tioga's mainframe and start looking down the beers from Tioga and find it that way.
If you type Fulton Street and then start typing Tioga, pops right up.
Okay.
You could even you can get half the name and start typing the brewery. And those beers will pop up.
But that's just as an example of sometimes the bright beer doesn't like Nick.
That's why I gave you the learning curve. You start typing, and then also the brewery.
But
name.
Sometimes it doesn't. I'm going past Fulton Street now. Just in general, like Nick, all he could pull up was one person did that, and it doesn't feel right. This is probably But this is all he could find. And this has happened to me several times before where it's just like, I cannot, I'm literally typing in the specific name of the beer and it won't come up. And I know many people must have checked into this beer and it won't come up and I can't find it. Oh man. The life of the beer geek. It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
No wonder I'm so stressed all the time.
That's right.
It's very stressful.
It's a good thing you have beer to relieve the stress.
Yeah. Thank God.
But then the beer causes stress.
Yeah.
So then you need a beer to relieve the stress of the beer causing stress.
It's a vicious cycle. I eat because I'm... All right, never mind.
It's a catch 32.
Mm-hmm.
Because Crowl is coming 32 ounces.
Yep. Looking out for Stone Brewing and Burgeon Beer teamed up. They did a collab called Mojay. I'm going to say Mojay. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it, but Mojay IPA. It's got Amarillo, Citra, Mosaic, and it's got an OJ looking flavor to it. This is not something Nick wants at all. It says this in their own description.
It's got an OJ looking flavor.
Yep. No, it looks like OJ, and the flavor and look is OJ.
Oh.
Nick.
That looks like OJ.
It looks like OJ. Were there more, Nick? Did you have more?
Negative.
Okay. I'm just making sure. Felt like maybe I jumped over you.
Nah. You guys got what I was saying.
Okay. Pizza Port. Pizza Brewing, Port. San Diego, more San Diegoing. Over the Falls. It's a limited double IPA. It's a hazy double IPA. 8.3 Mosaic. Boteca. Mutuka. Amarillo. Waimea. And El Dorado. And then another San Diego brewer. I didn't mean to do this, but all these San Diego owns everything.
You didn't mean to.
McKellar San Diego. This one's really not for me. This is more for you, Nick, or for anybody else. Beinminder is an oatmeal stout aged 18 months in VSOP. Does that mean something to you guys?
Is that a brandy?
Cognac barrels.
Oh, cognac.
VSOP cognac barrels.
It's going to be really sweet.
With Dark Horse Coffee.
Oh, wow. Holy.
And this is Bind and Vine. Bind and Vine has this, and they're only letting you buy one single can, 16-ounce can.
Yes, because you'll die. Brandy, coffee, and beer all in the same.
Oh, cognac.
Yeah. Cognac.
Is that different from brandy?
It sounds like sticky mud. Yeesh.
Yeah. Beinminder. That'll mess you up, huh? Is that what you're saying?
You will get
you good messed up.
Get ripped. You will get ripped. Wow.
So there. I'm not looking out for it, but you should look out for it. You
want to get
ripped. Personal beer fest?
Do not personal death fest.
Personal death fest.
Leave a note before you consume.
All right. leave a note. Tell the ranger, park ranger, where you're at.
Yes.
Like when we go camping up here in the Sierra Nevadas, if you're going deep, you're like in the backwoods, you got to tell like a ranger, like, hey, I'm going to be back here.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So if you don't hear from me tomorrow, start looking for me.
Yes.
So that's what you got to do with that beer.
I leave my Garbage Pail Kids collection to to Johnny.
Oh, man. Well, I'm not looking out for that anymore now. You scared me.
Oh, nothing good could come of that.
The drinking.
The drinking.
I've been caught the drinking. Oh, no. I've been caught the drinking.
That song sounds like Fuse Fest 2010.
Oh, Fuse Fest. What a great festival. Not necessary anymore. There's just too much stuff going on. Untapped. We've been talking about it all show long. We are all three on it.
You guys will be happy to know I reset my app and everything's fine.
Oh, good. You don't have two screens going?
No, sad face.
Yeah, you should have kept
I should have.
Could you, like, really, like, interact with both screens?
Yes, I was toasting on one.
Oh, how did you do it?
I don't know.
How did Nick have two screens on tap? Answer this.
Answer my question.
Riddle me this on tap. If you want to find Matt on the Untappd, it's Bearded Brewer 87.
Mm-hmm.
Nick is the Nick 80. And I am
member since 2012.
Yeah. Ooh. And I am Dorktown, or if you search Mikey Talpor, that'll come up as well. About things. Ooh, I got a new friend request. This is a live
right
accepting of a friend request is Nate Wyatt, Old Dirty Buford. I don't know. He's a moderator and a supporter. This guy is hardcore. Hardcore in the tap. He's got a Fu Manchu.
Oh, I'm glad you said Fu Manchu.
Yeah. He's not Pat Hill. He's from North Carolina, and I'm gonna should I? And he's got a tubing. Is a picture of him tubing on there? Should I accept it, guys? Should I accept this friend?
Why not?
Yes.
All right. Accept friend request. Did it. Now it's saying, should I turn on notifications Nate Wyatt? Should I have, be notified when Nate
I'm not saying anything in? Bad about Nate. I'm just saying never turn on notifications.
Never turn on untapped notifications.
Huh? No, never turn on any app notifications. thank you to whoever turned on hashtag notifications for Instagram.
All right. Matt, what have you been caught drinking this week?
basically just been drinking at home.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
A little home drinking.
So I had a Luscious Crowler to myself.
Getting that bug ready. Ready for the streets.
The streets.
The Luscious IPA, been drinking that.
Street
bug. Had a Crowler. Next episode, had one of those cans. And then I've been working on some Fulton Street and Spaceway 4-packs.
Spaceways. You like that Spaceways, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Right. Just because I can't find Nelson all the time.
Ooh, as Nick pushes it towards Matt.
Very empty, very warm
Spaceways. There you go. How's a two-hour-old Spaceways?
Do you want this?
Do you want this?
You'll never get this. But it shifted forward.
But wait, it shifted forward. Well, that's all the Beerber 87s. Matt? Or Nick? God dang it. The second time I did that tonight.
Am I at home right now? What's going on?
What's going on? Oh, your wife calls you Matt?
No.
Matt Nick.
Matt Nick.
The Matt Nick.
You're at your parents.
The parents when we were children's. How about some new glory? Just here for
I
the
just
comments.
Toasted Nick on Untap.
Yes.
Just want to give you a live update of that.
Oh, so you have a working Untapped is what you're trying to tell everybody. Well, then, Colin and Jean are not toasting me right now.
What are they, asleep?
What are they, asleep?
Lame.
Wow. New Glory is just here for the comments. Double IPA. Canned Had by Brugihauser himself.
What?
Yes.
Brugihauser works for New Glory?
Brugihauser works for New Glory.
I didn't know that.
What? Why not?
How long has this happened?
I don't know. Ask him.
Brugge, how long have you been working for New Glory? Holy shit.
I hope it's that one. Brugihauser.
No, I don't say you're wrong at all. I'm just like, God, this is crazy.
Check out his Instagram stories. Hey, I canned these. Thumbs up.
Brugge, look at you. Look at Brugge go. I like when people listen to the show or doing things.
And War Pigeon is back.
Oh, I love that beer.
From Drake's.
Drake's Brewing. That's a good
fresh
beer.
War Pigeons.
Gosh, I wish they could send us some of that.
Dude. And, just some old revision canned IPA.
Just some old revision.
You know?
Yeah.
IPA in a can.
Speaking of War Pigeon, Mikey, did you see Cake yesterday?
No.
No.
That was an event and it cost money.
What about you,
brother? I have to leave the house.
Did you see Cake yesterday?
Yeah, I did leave the house.
I did not.
Did you? Were you there at the Crest
Maybe
Theater?
Maybe I did. Maybe I didn't.
Oh, you aren't going to tell us now. Now you could just say yeah.
Check my social
we would
media.
Know.
Yes.
We're up next.
Oh yeah. How was Cake? Was it a good set?
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
I don't really care about the political part of it. That's what scares me. Or scared me.
You're a non-political domination. Whatever that.
But I mean, means. Cake.
But Cake was in Fresno for a political thing. Politics. See that? I just did a live picture taking on Untapped. You can all hear it. Everyone can hear it. I'm doing sip of sunshine. I'm not going to use any stickers. I'm just going to post it straight up. Oh. fridge mic. I'm gonna turn the fridge mic on. Matt's going to the fridge. That's not the fridge.
Why are you assuming I was going to the fridge?
You're going to the packaging area near the fridge. Uh-oh. I'm not sure that's going to be a good beer. Oh, he's getting a bottle. Nope, now he's getting the bag. He's having problems. There must not be anything standing out. I feel like there's nothing standing out. Yeah, that's definitely like a indecisively looking through the fridge noises.
How? Who let this Pliny sit in here?
That's an experiment, sir. Please leave it alone. Still hasn't found anything. I don't think we're going to have another beer. Matt can't find anything.
Oh, boy. We're out of beer?
Out of beer.
We're out of beer. You so I saw Cake in 1996. I think I'm good.
You're good. So I'm in 96. I'm good.
They're still the same, right?
Yeah.
They have many more songs.
Oh, well then.
Oh.
I can see them one more time, I guess.
Uno more time.
You haven't seen Short Skirt and Long Jacket because that came out in 2001.
Yeah, come on, dude.
But I saw Race Car Yayas.
Yeah, you did. But you didn't see Sheeps Go to Hell.
I did not see
her. Goats Go to Hell.
Uh-huh.
Goats
Go to Hell.
But did you find out how they afford their rock and roll lifestyle?
I still have yet to find out. How they find their craft beer lifestyle.
Sounds like you were under pressure, chef.
Shut the fuck up. Learn to buck up.
But did you go... Did you find that show... Perhaps. So, Mike Myers did cover that song in So You Married an Axe Murderer, right?
Could be.
Sounds right. We have a Piper Down. Piper Down. Hit! Wow. Move!
Nice reference.
It's got its head! Look at his head! It's got its own weather system!
And you've sent Mikey off the deep end.
Quote a 1990s Mike Myers movie. Go.
Just did it. It's got Steven Wright in it. God damn it. It's a good ass movie. Underrated movie.
Is the fridge mic still on?
Oh, you're right.
Did the door
good
come
call.
On?
The door what's going on over there? Let's try.
Is that why
hear.
It's extra cold in here? The fridge is open?
Listen.
Did I leave the door open?
Oh, boy.
I don't see a light.
No, I think that's maybe the outside. It's like getting some mic from the outside.
All right.
I'll turn it back up. Yeah, I think it's just...
this is the highlight mic. Of the show right now.
This is what I'm interested in.
And the show's hit a new high.
We're like, wow, did you hear the perfect four last week? Oh, yeah, I did. You hear that fridge mic portion? Yeah. Which portion? There was like five different fridge mic freaking tangents. Oh, the one later in the show. Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
So I want to make this last, or maybe we'll open both. All right. Maybe this will be the last beer. I want to make Who it very knows? Difficult on the brother. A beer he's probably interested
at the same
in,
time?
And one that he wants us to get to.
Oh, that's a tough choice. You have two beers. He's holding the...
That'll put you guys to sleep, so we'll get to this one.
Oh, it was too heavy. He's going for a lighter one. Oh, he's pulling out his own personal beer opener, even though there's like 20, but it's kind of beyond his reach.
I see none near me, sir.
None.
This was for you, fellas.
I love gold.
My glass is here. It's going around the table from right to left of your podcast dial. It's a 16-ounce bomber bottle. Or it's not 16 ounce, sorry. I don't know my ounces.
Have you not seen one of these in a while?
No, I haven't. I don't understand what bombers do anymore.
What is this antique?
What is this? Oh, this is from the 80s, huh? Bombers, I remember these.
It's called the Dustbuster.
Hub. Hopworks Urban Brewery out of the Portland area. Ferocious Citrus IPA.
By the way, it's a U. Hub.
Hub.
Hoob.
Hoob.
Not hob.
Hoob.
Hob.
Hoob.
Hob. Maybe it's a soft J.
Our hazy, crazy grapefruit IPA balanced citrus forward hops with hard red spring wheat grown at Twin Oaks Farm on San Juan Island. 1% of the proceeds from this beer benefit environmental organizations. So they probably raise about $5.
Because I bought one bottle.
One of the more respected brewers in Portland, Hub.
There is grapefruit.
Or in Oregon.
I was hoping for more of a citrus bomb. This is not.
It's there a little bit in the end there, just a little bit.
Yeah.
It's all there. It's all nice. I like this.
It's all nice. Well, good.
I like this. It's
definitely softer on the palate, but it has that it has that fruit punch.
Cheers. Mm. Cheers to Barry Skelhorn. Barry, I feel like Barry was a golden god before and maybe came back. I'm not sure, but Barry, thank you, a new golden god of the perfect pour. Pew, 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 pew. Big cheers to Barry. Barry, thank you very much. What Barry did was donated. He joined the patrons. He joined the golden gods of this show. Patreon.com/perfectpour. It's a little website that allows people of listeners or people that like creatives that want to donate money to those people. And they're like, I like what you guys do. Here's some money.
Your price is right.
Your price is right. That $5 or more, I'll buy it. I'll go 1 cent. So thank you, Barry, and all the golden gods. Big cheers to you guys. Help us keep the show rolling. All that mad cash. Whenever we need to do something with the show that involves money, we can take care of it because of you guys. So really appreciate it. Thank you, guys. And then those golden gods, that's what happens when they listen to the tailgate. For that, you get to, you know, if you donate $5 or more, you get to listen to the tailgate, which is us before the show, which is super exciting. It's not, but it's yeah, I mean. Just wait. It's like
just wait.
You'll
learn to.
You
gotta
listen
it.
To it. You just gotta hear it. I can't describe
you'll learn
it now.
To appreciate it.
Gotta hear it. Also, cheers to Red F 13, the Hop Sound, Michael Radzi 1, aka Rad Mike, Hops _ Hound, Exploits .of.beer .and.life.
Wow.
Aka Paul. Flume Sea Fly, a.k.a. Flo.
You're a flume.
These are all handles, by the way.
Oh.
M-K-A-Y-L-E-N. M-K-A-Y-Y-L-E-N-E.
McKaylin, barely Kaylin. Know him.
McKaylin. Jazz BDX, Jazz up there, our Portland rep. Javier Corallo. And Scotty B, not that people don't know, but Scotty B's social media handle is Mr. Bibless. MrBibless. And also cheers to Chew for getting through the whole month without having a beer. That's a rough thing. And so big cheers to Chew. Matt, do you have some cheers?
Cheers to Buck, Adam, and Sean. You've made the cut. You are now my untapped friends.
Good job, Buck, Adam, and Sean. It's not an easy thing to do.
But the other two guys, they had okay handle names, but the Buck Buchanan's handle is Buck Core.
Buck Core. Does he work on his core?
It's probably one step above hardcore.
Top 10 core exercises. That's what I see on my Pinterest feed.
I'm okay with this hub.
I know. It's good. It is. It's good. I agree with this.
You guys are just being nice.
No, I'm not being nice.
It's, no.
No. I'm not being nice, bro.
Boy, this beer sure is good.
Bro.
Wow.
What bro, would you I having do? This hub, bro?
What?
This hub is nice, hub, bro.
If I didn't have this in my life.
Yep. That's right. It's fresh from Oregon.
I like it.
They got a bike bar.
Bike. Thanks to Nick and Nick's significant other for sending this during their trip.
Yeah. She let me do beer things.
You're all, honey, I got to go. Where did you go to a UPS store? Did you go to?
Yes, we found a. So we were staying in this weird.
Nick was on his anniversary, in case you missed it, previous episodes. Nick was on his anniversary, and I sent Nick a message. Meaning, like, as an anniversary gift to them, I was like, here's some Patreon money. You guys have fun in a tap room. And Nick took it to mean, like, oh, shit. Mike said to send us, you got to send back beer.
I was like, oh, yeah, money. I was like, oh, I need to send some beer home.
I better send him some beer.
Well, we were going to pack it in the suitcase, which was no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But then we started to freak out about cabin pressure.
Oh, yeah.
Because we were like,
it's going to blow up the plane. It's going to
blow up the plane.
All that hazy beer is going to, well, honey, I put too many hazies in there. It's going to blow up the plane. It's
going to blow up the plane. So we're like, well, maybe we'll ship it ground so it doesn't go in the air.
Yeah.
It'll get home the same time we get home. Everything should be good.
It'll go south on the I-5.
But so my wife made a slight miscalculation. She said, oh, I have family that lives just outside of Portland. Well just outside of Portland.
We're going to get it complicated now.
Turned out to be an hour outside of Portland.
Just outside.
So we're like, okay, what do we do? Do we ship it home or do we chance it on the plane?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe these bottles are going to explode if the cabin pressure is not good.
And everyone will laugh at us at baggage claim.
And so,
like, ah, ha, ha,
halfway
your
between
beers exploded. Yeah, at your the beers plane. Exploded. Ha, ha.
So, halfway between our family's house and the downtown Portland, we found a UPS store. And
let's just get rid of this but shit.
It's wine country over there. So, they're like, are you shipping wine?
Yeah.
And we're like, no.
Oh, damn it. You should have said yes.
What would have happened if I had... I wonder if Jazz knows.
Mm-hmm.
Jazz PDX knows if you ship wine from wine country. And,
uh-huh.
Whoa.
Sorry.
Louis. Get off the cord.
Get off the headphone cord.
Anyways.
I broke
it. Is that what happens when you lose consciousness real quick? Yeah.
Like,
whoa.
You blacked
everything
out.
Went out.
That's too much Jaeger.
And we're back.
That's what happens. We're going to get in the third hour here if we're not careful.
Oh, boy.
Crazy shit happens. So you're able to send it. You package it up. Did you get a box from the UPS store?
No, there was a Rite Aid across the street. So we went to Rite Aid.
Honey, we got to go to the Rite Aid.
It bought a moving box and moving bubble wrap.
God.
From the Rite Aid.
What a nightmare. I brought on your guys' freaking anniversary vacation.
And so we're packing it in the parking lot. So the bottles had rolled around in the trunk and shifted, right? And it dented the crowler that we had. So there's paranoia number one, right? The crowler's dented.
Yeah.
Is this top going to explode now? And one of the bottles had broken the seal.
Oh.
So...
Honey, the seal's broke.
The seal's broke.
We're just setting it, okay? We're setting
it. So I'm chugging a beer in the parking lot while I'm wrapping the other beers.
I gotta chug this shit.
Well, yeah. I'm not going to waste it.
It sounds difficult. Oh, somebody has to take care of this.
No, listen. We're an hour. It's an hour. Well,
I got to do it, honey.
It's an hour back to the relative's house.
Yeah, yeah.
So this beer would not have been cold, and it would had been leaking by then.
Yeah.
This beer would have been wasted by the time we got back to the house. Because we were going to Portland. We were going out for the day. We weren't going back right away.
Right.
So I drank a beer in the parking lot while I'm wrapping the beers, getting ready to send them. None of this I should be saying right now. None of this happened.
None of this happened. This is all a hypothetical situation that we're talking about.
Yeah. Pretend this happened.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I'm not saying anymore. Right,
now I regret so much.
No.
It's like, damn it.
It's my fault for not opening the email with the message. It just says, so the preview says, PayPal, you have $40 from Mikey Topcore.
You went with the PayPal's message and not with the email.
Not with the message.
PayPal says, I got money. I better buy some beer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
So, my fault.
All the things that happen to you when you have
a beer podcast. That's what would have happened.
Theoretically, that's what would have happened. But in reality, that didn't happen at all.
That didn't happen
at all. None of that happened.
No.
No.
It's all a fictional tale.
All fictional. Oh, guys, thanks for listening to the Perfect Pour. PerfectPourPod.com is the website and the blog at Perfect Pour Pod. On all the social medias, make sure you're following Matt Bearderbrewer 87, Nick the Nick 80, and me, Mikey Top 4. And that's all you need to know. Just everyone, be safe. Have fun. Check your dates. And no more Sober October.
Sobertober.
November Drunker. November Drinking. Drinking.
Don't remember November.
Nope. There you go. Don't remember November. Welcome. Sorry. We're all good. No one has anything else to say.
We have nothing else to say.
Da-da-da-da. Woo-hoo! Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
I wonder if there's a metal version of that song.
Oh, there's got to be a metal version.
There's no doubt in my mind.
Not metal.